This summer we recorded this song, and it was one of our favorites for the new Symphonia CD that's going to be coming out in a couple weeks. I just thought it'd be fun for us to do tonight, a shelter in the time of storm. This is not in your books, so please just go ahead and follow along the prompter up here. You may recognize the tune. It is similar to other hymns you've probably heard in times past. Shelter in the time of storm.
One, three, five, three, one, five. The Lord's our rock.
Thank you. YouTube. It's also going to be up on the slides. And I have a teaser for you guys that has to be about part two to my song. It'll show up tomorrow for the keynote speakers. During that time, I'll teach you the second part. That's the last one. Whom shall I hear? We have a recording for this one.
Thank you.
pass to close us out with number 22, which is Take the Lord With You. Well, once we get going, I think you'll probably start standing up. You gotta take
the Lord with you.
Didn't recognize Scott over here. Do you mind leading us in a prayer in a few minutes? All right. Thanks everyone for coming. Hope you enjoyed some of the new songs. It's always a hopefully there was a good mix of different types of songs. It's always a risk. I guess it's probably not the right word. You never know which ones might go over well, which ones don't go over well, but everything sounded great, and I appreciate all of you putting your hearts into it tonight. I want to take just a couple of minutes of your time, and then we'll be done so everybody can go home and get a good night's rest and eat a couple apples before tomorrow to help with your throat. First, I'd like to point out a couple things with the book. Just a little plug for Patrick and Kaylee Hallbrook, who do all the artwork for 1,000 Voices and have for the last 5 or 6 years, and they do a great job. They're members of the congregation over at Fuquay Verena. If you ever need any help in any kind of graphic way, they do a great job. So just a little plug for them, and they've always been so gracious about their help. And Patrick, I didn't ask him to. He actually pulled this scripture and put it on the cover of the book this year, and I'd really... as we end tonight with the new songs, which can be tough because might not can follow the music, or we just you know, may not be a song that we really are drawn to, but I'd like to leave you with a couple of thoughts tonight as we turn our attention to the theme tomorrow of God with us. And this passage from Revelation is just quite appropriate that Patrick put on the cover of the book this year. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God." It is just a great sense of hope and comfort to know that God is with us, and he's not some being that lives somewhere else in outer space that we can't have a relationship with. And quite an appropriate thought. And as T-Bone will be doing our keynote talk tomorrow about Elohim, and the first time I heard Elohim, I'm like, what's Elohim? So for those of you who know what Elohim is, I'm grateful, but I did not. So, but Elohim and Yahweh and Jehovah, all being names of God, and T-Bone's going to talk about that tomorrow and really focus our attention on that. So tomorrow morning we will start at 10 with some favorite songs, and if there's anyone here that would like to lead a song, I have a couple of slots available, so just see me, and then we have some that we have picked out. So that will start at 10 in the morning. And then T-Bone's keynote will be at 11, and then we'll break for lunch around 12, and there will be some lunch items there at the arena, and remember, it's cash only. We're not going to do a dedicated children's voices this year with dedicated time slots, but there will be some activities and stuff. It just won't be manned by a person or a group of people. So, but for those parents who have children, there will be some activities and some things provided in a different area. Because this is what happens when you have an 18-month-old gets a hold of your notes. So sometimes they just need to get the wiggles out, so we'll have a place for that. Also, while you have your books out, don't take them with you if you don't mind. Leave them in the seats, and then I'll get a couple of volunteers. We'll put them in the boxes that are there in the entryway so that I can take them with me when I leave tonight. So leave your books here. If for whatever reason you're not going to be able to come tomorrow, that's fine. If you want to take a book with you, that's perfectly fine. Like I said, just if you can help out with a donation, that'd be great. And every year, it's always a challenge. If you can find the error in the book, you know, I probably should start giving away a prize, but Tim Berman caught it right off the bat. He's such a nerd in music. I wasn't going to say anything, and like within 5 minutes, Tim's like, "What's wrong with your book, Jeff?" So. And if you haven't found it, I'll go ahead and point it out just to get it out of the way. But there are two songs in the book that were duplicated, and it was my fault. So I didn't miss a song this year, didn't miss a page of a song, but two songs are duplicated. And so from around song 61 to around 75, you'll notice that the numbers are on the wrong side of the page, and some two-page songs, you have to flip the page. So, but anyway, that makes life interesting, right? I would like for you to, I've done this the past couple years, if you'll look in the index, if you'll turn to the back of the book and then turn back one page, there is a song on the back cover, but if you'll look at the index, I just want to draw your attention, and I know some of the guys mentioned their names, and we purposely don't really do a lot of introductions because it's not about anyone that's here or part of this group. However, there are people today who are writing these songs. Brethren who many are in this room, many of you have written songs. Maybe it was just one song. Many of you have written many, many songs. And I wanted to point out that a couple of ways that we have, are out, that I have highlighted this in the book, all of the songs that you see a little asterisk beside of, and I know I missed some, but those people have been a part of 1,000 Voices. Either they have written the song, they've been here, they've led the singing, or in the case of people like Glenda and Charlie, they've, you know, provided the songs for us. And, you know, if you look through here, it's maybe not half, but close to half of these songs are written by brethren. A couple of songs that Tim did and Scott did tonight have just been written. I don't pay attention to the to the dates tomorrow, and some of them have just been written, 2013, 2014. So that's a really neat, I think, time in history that we're living, that there's some very talented people who are willing to share their talent and make use of it for God. All the ones that are in bold are just songs that really fit the theme, and that's what I try to do every year, is pick out songs. It may not be obvious to anyone other than me, but there is a theme, and we try to stick to that, and this year we're going to be talking about God with us. Before Scott leads us in a prayer, I would be remiss, and I waited to the end to say anything about this, but our brother Joel has gone on to be with our father. Joel Sloan, he and I were the same age, and just a faithful, faithful servant. What an example, and has left his three boys and Susan here. And I know he's been a blessing to this congregation for many, many years, and for all of you that knew Joel in any capacity, what a faithful servant. And I would like for you to remember Susan and the boys in your prayers. And also, I have been talking to Michael Stringer, for those of you that know Michael, who was a part of 1,000 Voices for many, many years, and his wife Valerie lost her life this past year. And he wanted to come, but I think just due to the stresses of that, decided not to. So keep Michael in your prayers. A difficult year for him as well. All right, we'll go home and get a good night's rest. Be thinking about God living with us. Remember Joel and Michael in your prayers, or Susan and Michael in your prayers. And I hope you get a good night's rest, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. So I ask Scott to come lead us in a prayer, and we'll be dismissed after that.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come to you in prayer at this time, giving you thanks for this day that we have been blessed with, the life that we have, that we can live, that we can sing, that we have the ability to come together and sing songs of praise to your name. It's what you have asked us to do for your glory, but yet there's such an earthly benefit to us as your believers, as was mentioned. Singing is for believers, and it's moving to put melodies with words that are powerful. And we know that you are with us, and especially one of the songs that we sang tonight that rang in my head, that the statement was that when we are dying, you do not change. Having been through the shadows of the death valley of life and knowing that you are there in a way that no one else can be, and even at times when no one else is possible to be there, you are. And thinking of people on the other side of the coin, and Joel and the other sister that's mentioned, that even after dying, they are there. They are with you. There's victory. Either you spare us or you give us eternity. We have victory no matter what happens if we've got a faithful life in you. We're so thankful to sing these songs, to think about in the highways and the byways when we're all alone. Hopefully we're doing that, Lord, that we're living such a way that no matter people can see us or not, our lives bring glory and honor to you. You are mighty. You are worthy, and you've sent your Son that we could have the hope of a home in heaven with you, where we can gather around your throne and do this for eternity. Help us to turn our lives to you. Help those who may be here this weekend and need to better their life with you, that these songs and these words may pierce their heart and encourage them to walk in a way that will grant them a home in heaven with you. So thankful for this opportunity. Be with us this weekend. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.